It's always a tough vote because the average person thinks raising the debt ceiling must mean that we're running up our debt. Raising the debt ceiling, which has been done over 100 times, does not increase our debt. It does not somehow promote profligacy. All it does is it says, you got to pay the bills that you've already racked up, Congress.
Just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Said I just got paid today. Got me a pocket full of change.
Well, Washington, Illinois has seen a big tornado, and other tornadoes have been popping up in that area of the country, a natural phenomenon that is sad but true to be part of our environment, part of living on this planet. There have always been storms, tornadoes, hurricanes, but you can bet that the establishment will seize on this and say the answer to all of our problems is basically paying more carbon taxes to Lord Rothschild and Al Gore and people like Barack Obama, who has heavy investments in the Chicago Mercantile Carbon Exchange. And Obama doesn't care if Congress won't pass a law letting them basically put in carbon taxes by stealth. He'll just do it with presidential directives. He doesn't even do it by executive orders or even PDDs a lot of the time. Earlier this year, a few months ago, they had a footnote in a federal regulation with the president's guidelines. So he basically operates more and more as a dictator. And there's been a long, long march towards this. But now you see Obama saying, I'll just legalize the illegals by fiat. He's basically already done it. Or I'll fix Obamacare, my own legislation, without Congress. I can just speak law out of my mouth like I am the emperor. And we see him with so many other regulations now doing this. It's a big deal. And the big question is, will people recognize foundational tyranny when it's staring them in the face? Or will we accept it and fail the test and go into the long, hard night that is tyranny? That is an extremely important question for everyone. And I'm going to do it today. I have a lot of video clips and audio clips I want to play. I have a lot of new Obamacare nightmare information, very important NSA information. It's all coming up today. And there's a ton of news at Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.com, and in sundry sites. And we've got video, obviously, of what's a big national news story. Cop fires on minivan full of children that leaves the scene. And the establishment is defending firing into a vehicle that you know is full of children to maintain control of the situation. I agree. They should implant explosives at age 2 inside everyone's skull by remote control so that just in case there's a problem, they can detonate it and blow a big hole in your brain. Of course, I shouldn't talk like that. I'll actually give them ideas. You know, the necklaces they have to wear and the running man at the prisons so they can blow your head off. Again, DHS is seriously considering trying to make all airline passengers wear a taser bracelet for our safety, of course. So there's no doubt that we're going into a great tyranny. There's no doubt that this is happening. And there's no doubt that we as a society need to have a serious discussion about it. And I'm going to open the phones up today for first-time callers to give me your take on these issues and more. We have Oprah Winfrey, while all of humanity's basically being domesticated, enslaved, dumbed down, says that racists have to die for racism to end. Well, racism is not going to ever go away with a system that lives off of divide and conquer. That's really all racism is divide and conquer tribalism if you reduce it down to its most basic scientific geopolitical form. And Obama is a great guy. If you criticize him, you're racist, she goes on to say. That's just some of what is coming up today. Stay with us. It's a big transmission. We're live, by the way. It's the 17th.
councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
In Dallas, Texas, three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. The first reports say that President Kennedy has been seriously wounded by this shooting.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Either you were with us, or you were with the terrorists.
But I also believe that a lot of gun owners would agree that AK-47s belong in the hands of soldiers, not in the hands of criminals.
Guns will be taken. No one will be able to be armed. We're going to take all the guns.
For many of the police and guard troops, it is an uncomfortable job to do this in an American city.
Is global governance at last? Is it one world? The central bank is in charge. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do?
As for me, give me liberty or give me death!
Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us on this live Sunday edition, the 17th day of November 2013. We're going to be here for the next 2 hours, as we are every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then I return weekdays, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central, with a weekday transmission. That's 12 noon to 3 p.m. Eastern. And, of course, we have InfoWars Nightly News. Find details, 7 o'clock Central every night at InfoWarsNews.com or PrisonPlanet.tv. Obviously, here is the big news. Two old foes unite against Tehran, the capital of Iran. Saudi Arabia, one of the most corrupt, vicious, evil countries on earth, undoubtedly, who was just made part of the UN Human Rights Council this week. That'd be like having North Korea over the council. Two old foes unite against Tehran, and they are reportedly drawing up attack plans against Iran, including possible nuclear attack. And I'm going to be reading over this article and the statements by the Israeli and other governments like the Saudis. And I pause there because it's just so amazing how much danger our society and our culture is in right now, and our very species, when you've got all these different out-of-control governments, from Iran to the Saudis to Israel to the Russians to the U.S. to the communist Chinese. These governments really all act the same. They're authoritarian. They are reducing their own people's liberty. They are using international and domestic crises to take freedoms. They're all a governing class that historically will take countries to war and millions will die. Now we've got nuclear weapons. Now governments have biological weapons, chemical weapons. And if something like this kicks off, most analysts have said on record, there is a very good chance that it's going to start a nuclear war. Now, my intel from multiple high-level military sources is that the Pentagon has believed for at least 6 years that Iran was able to get parts and fissile material and build atomic bombs. Not with the peaceful centrifuges they're putting together, not with the fact that they want nuclear power, because they can't even refine their own fuel. They're oil rich, but don't have the infrastructure to refine it. They really do want nuclear energy to power themselves. But the intel I've got is they got parts of it from the Russians and parts of it from the Pakistanis. And what's crazy about the Sunday Times of London article and the Haaretz article and the Jerusalem Post article, they're all reporting it right now. Stories are up on InfoWars.com. are also linked in red on drudgereport.com. That's an easy place to find them over on the right-hand side. That Saudi Arabia has already bought hydrogen bombs, the more powerful weapons, from the Pakistanis with the blessings of the United States, NATO, and Israel, and that if Iran goes nuclear, that Saudi Arabia is going to have the weapons flown in. Now, folks, all this is the preparation for the world to know that Saudi Arabia already has nuclear weapons, and I've told you this before, Saudi Arabia is the group that may nuke Iran. And then that way it's Arabs killing Arabs. See, that's the new policy, or Muslims killing Muslims. Technically, a lot of the Iranians are Persian. It's originally a Persian country, but has adopted a lot of Arabic culture. The point is it's a crossroads there at the beginning of Central Asia. And you notice the globalist Zbigniew Brzezinski model of proxy states and proxy wars. You've got proxy states, you've got proxy wars, and you notice they're using Sunnis out of Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and other areas, which is 80% of Islam, the majority group, to attack Shiite strongholds in Iran, in other areas like Syria. So geopolitically, that's what's going on right now. And it's not me saying this now. It's not Alex Jones saying this a year ago or 6 months ago or a week ago. It's now mainstream news. Oh, yeah, here's the crazy part. Here's the really crazy part. They're saying if the peace talks succeed in France right now between NATO and the United States and the French and others, that if those nuclear talks with the UN and Iran, Tehran, their capital, their governing class, if those peace talks succeed and folks like Saudi Arabia, Israel, and others don't like what's in the peace talks, they're basically menacing the whole peace talk and terrorizing the peace talk. I mean, that's what it is. Terrorism is a threat of violence or violence for a political aim. And that's what this is. That's what the system is doing. And so it's a big deal. And again, I'm not anti-Israel, I'm not anti-Iran, I'm not anti-Alawite, I'm not anti-Sunni, I'm not anti-Shiite, but it doesn't matter. If you don't take a side, the groups that you don't take a side with will attack you. When I'm taking the side of humanity and peace and not wanting to have a nuclear war, even the hawk, General Dempsey, the head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, the chairman, a few months ago at midnight, went to the White House and literally told Obama, because the strike was coming on that Saturday morning, on Friday night he told him, the Pentagon is basically going to stand down and we've got top generals and people and admirals threatening to resign. And Obama didn't want them to all resign right then, so he stood down for a month or so. Then they started ordering all these top generals fired for the reasons they could dig up, instead of pointing out you're fired because you wouldn't back al-Qaeda and an open U.S. NATO bombardment backing al-Qaeda in an attack on Syria. So this is really historical stuff that's going on right now. And my intel is, from multiple high-level sources, is and this isn't Pentagon propaganda for the public, this is internally, is the Pentagon doesn't want to hit Iran. And I was told this about 5.5 years ago first, and then about 2 years ago by a separate source, that's why the Pentagon, they're not afraid to go start aggressive wars and stuff. They love it. The issue is they've done the math, the war games, the computer scenarios, and very good chance it's going to bring Russia and China in and Pakistan and India and a big nuke free-for-all and really go south fast. That's in the cards. And they're like, why attack Iran? They've already got weapons. And that's what Israel and Saudi Arabia want to do, is take those systems out. You're not going to get those systems. You're going to give Iran an excuse to strike back and have the moral high ground.
to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live on this Sunday edition. If you just joined us, it's being reported by the Sunday Times of London and all the major Israeli newspapers. It should be even bigger news, but folks are more concerned about Oprah Winfrey saying that anyone that doesn't like Obama is racist and needs to die. I'm going to play that clip coming up in a moment. It's pretty amazing when you see it in the full context of just how whacked out this woman is. We're on the verge of what could become a giant regional war that will drive up oil prices conservatively 2 to 3 times, most analysts agree. Some analysts say 5 times. Shutting down the Straits of Hormuz, Suez Canal. All Hades will break loose across Central Asia and the Middle East. You won't have to have the government stage terror attacks. There will be real sleeper cells will come out of the woodwork. And they've geared up with Homeland Security, I guess, for this conflict to happen. And then they'll just use this new war as an excuse to take even more liberties. And they've got the Cyber Command in place, as Wired Magazine reports, designed to attack freedom on the internet and attack the American people. We're being attacked by our own government that's been hijacked by foreign interest. They're busy running around stirring stuff up worldwide. It's order out of chaos. And then out of all these crises, the globalists believe they will bring their order. And it's very, very frustrating. And then while we see Obamacare and Obama coming out and saying, I will dictatorially fix Obamacare and get you back on your old insurance plan, even though top Democrats like Howard Dean have come out and said, you can't, it's the law, you don't have that authority, you're not a dictator. Don't you see how it works? Oh no, you've got to give me dictatorial powers now, and then I'll get you that free health care. Then I'll get you back on your old plan. And then, of course, he'll make the dictatorial changes, and then you won't get back on your own plan, and you won't get free health care, because that was never the intention, but it won't matter. Then he'll say, oh my gosh, I'm going to have to go in and even take more of your rights. And it was written by the foreign insurance companies that are owned by big multinational offshore banks on record to absolutely eviscerate and suck this country dry. And it's so frustrating to sit there and warn people about the legislation when they were trying to pass it 4 years ago, implemented now this year, and just in the last 2 months. And to have folks go, well, you're just racist. Remember the talking point on CNN and MSNBC? We played the clips there many times. It's racist. People don't like Obamacare because he's black. Listen, if he had blue skin and was a constitutional patriot from another planet, I would be happy to have an alien for president if the alien wasn't a tyrant, okay? I mean, I'm serious. It is the people pushing all this race business who are the ones keeping it alive, stirring it up. And I know that's clear to most people. But when you get attacked all day for being racist, it starts making you racist. It starts making you not like the groups that use it as a weapon against you. Over and 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 over again. It'd be like if your wife was constantly accusing you, I've read about the phenomenon, of cheating on her, or your husband, vice versa, is accusing you, you'll go out and do it. It's like the girlfriend. If you say, I think you're cheating on me, I think you're going to leave me, I don't think you like me, well, they'll just go ahead and leave you. And it's just, but I'm sophisticated enough to understand what's going on. I think you're sophisticated enough to understand what's happening here, to understand the different pieces of the puzzle. But we've got serious issues worldwide. A designed global depression to bring us into a collectivist technocracy run by offshore corporations that are above the law and have diplomatic immunity, engineering the economy to totally take over as a weaponized system, an economic weaponized system. Agenda 21, it's all on record. And we're sitting here while the ship's sinking, and the establishment is up there with a bullhorn wanting the ship to sink, saying anybody that tries to keep the ship afloat is a racist. You don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. The NRA is the Ku Klux Klan. We hear that talking point constantly. Over and over and over again. Do I need to play the clips here for you? That's an official talking point. And it doesn't matter if the NRA was founded to arm black people so they could fight the Ku Klux Klan in the South and the North. Facts don't matter. Doesn't matter if the places where they've taken the guns are mainly black cities so that only the criminals can reign as a tool of social control. Doesn't matter that the real social engineering, it's beyond racism, has been tested out on black communities to great effect and is now being used everywhere against everybody, and we're all in this together. It doesn't matter if we're on the edge of what could become World War III with Iran and Saudi Arabia. Both groups with nuclear weapons, ladies and gentlemen. That's why, I was told by two high-level sources, and then I was talking to a special warfare person who I'm related to, and I told them this the last time, and they got very upset, and they said, I don't know how you know this type of stuff, but do not talk to me about this type of stuff. You know, this isn't a game, ladies and gentlemen, and I know most of you know that, but for people that don't like me out there or who think I'm making this stuff up, I wish you were right. I wish you were correct about me. In fact, I figured something out. I've been more self-destructive lately, on air and off air, and I've psychoanalyzed it just today and had the understanding. It's because I want to discredit myself. Because I don't want to be right. It's one thing if people attack me because they're government hacks or operatives and are putting out disinfo because they know I'm telling the truth. But when people criticize me for all the crazy things I do sometimes on air, hey, listen, I didn't cause all these problems. I'm just a regular guy who didn't want to be a slave. And believe me, I don't blame you, those of you out there that attack me from a position of being scared and upset and not wanting it to be true. Man, I get everything you're saying. At a sophisticated level, I want to not believe this because, you know, you say, I don't want to believe my lying eyes. I don't want to believe my lying intellect. Even though I know I'm right, reality is so dangerous and so crazy that I have been sabotaging myself in little ways. We all do it because it's almost like my brain sees it at a subconscious level as if, you know, my understanding of this, because at a primitive level, people believe whatever they think is reality. That's not the case. Reality is what you've scientifically observed and proven. And my scientific area of my brain, we're all the same. We all have that, knows it's real, knows it's happening. And then my other side, the more emotional, art-centered side, that is magical, thinking centers in it, and by magical thinking, I mean delusional, it is mad at the other side of my scientific cortex, and is saying, no, you're bad, you're bad, you're bad. So listen, I fully get it. I fully get why folks don't want to believe me. Because if I'm right, which I am, we're living in the middle of a science fiction movie, and it only goes from bad to worse. We'll be right back. Big news. Stay with us.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I want to get back into the latest on Obamacare, the terrible tornadoes up in the Chicago area, Indianapolis, facing significant tornado threat. Of course, Washington, Illinois hit. A lot of folks injured. Want to pray for those folks up there. But mainstream media's got that covered. Al Gore, of course, will say that that's proof that we need carbon taxes because there's tornadoes. There's always been tornadoes. We're actually at a 60-year low of tornadoes, according to NOAA. The National Weather Service, according to USA Today, you can pull that up. We are at a 60-year low as of the last decade. And this year is the peak of the low, the lowest ever recorded since the National Weather Service was able to record this. And that's with even better Doppler radar, you name it. So I've already covered that. We have larger population, you name it. But Al Gore, undoubtedly, you watch. He's not on TV yet, but he will be by tomorrow. And Alec Baldwin and all the rest of them will say, see, it's man-made, we did this, it's our fault. And it is absolute, total, and complete fraud, but just tornadoes all over northern Indiana, all over Illinois, and into Ohio. So, again, pray for those folks there. That's why the old-timers built storm cellars. That's why The Wizard of Oz, written 100 years ago, and then made into a film 70 years ago or whatever it is. You know, they have a storm cellar, even the fiction movie. It wasn't Dorothy breathing. Wasn't her cow's flatulence that caused the tornado. She couldn't pay Al Gore money. She could have gotten a time machine with ruby red slippers, gone forward into the future, paid Al Gore money, and then there wouldn't have been a tornado. All right, I'm being sarcastic. But like getting back to what I was saying about people being delusional, I want to be delusional. I want to live in the fairy tale land where Santa Claus is real and Obamacare is a good deal and Obama cares about me. I want to live in the fantasy land. I maybe 10% bought into Obama. I was very critical of him. I said him or McCain will both be bad. WorldNet Daily even came out and wrote a book. Joseph Ferris saying none of the above. And you know, maybe this will help, even though we don't like Obama. We know he's a gun grabber. Maybe he could be like a black Ronald Reagan and bring America together. Wouldn't it be good to have racial unity? Man, day one he gets in, starts the racial division. And it's not just racial division. They are demonizing at just a huge level the free market and entrepreneurs and people that go out and hire folks and invest and put themselves out there with the liability and the government and the employees that make stuff up. I've finally got a good crew here. But, you know, anybody that's run operations, a lot of people, you know what it's like. I mean, this country and other countries, it's gotten amazing. The sense of entitlement by so-called labor. You know, Paul DeJoria of Paul Mitchell, is his partner's last name's Mitchell, is an American icon making tens of billions of dollars over the years with entrepreneurial products and literally transforming cosmetics and shampoo and all the rest of it. And I think it was about a year ago, I read an article by him in Forbes magazine, or he was being interviewed in Forbes, but it was a piece of a speech and some other stuff, kind of a profile, if memory serves. And he said, look, I wanted to believe in Obama, but I'm in business and I'm just going to lay off a bunch of people and it's going to hurt everybody in the economy. And this Obamacare, we've read it. And it's going to get rid of a bunch of jobs and everybody's going to go to part-time. And I want to be in America. I want to hire in America. But this thing is written. This is a guy that literally created himself from being homeless, folks, to having one of the most successful companies in the world. That's the type of rich guy I admire. He literally made it all himself with his tenacity. There it is. Business tips from once homeless billionaire John Paul DeJoria. And I haven't said a lot about this over the years, but I'm not going to say a ton about it. But I admired him admiring the free market system, and of course he's an Austinite as well. I'll just leave it at that. But last night I was invited out to a private party that he was hosting with his son-in-law Jesse James and his race car driver daughter Alexis. James, and it was just such Americana to hear him give his little speech that I videotaped. I'll probably air it sometime this week. And the new products that Jesse James is rolling out, and I've actually known Jesse James for a long time, never really talked about that on air. He's a listener and retweets my stuff. I wasn't even aware of that. I'm always so busy, but he was pointing it out. But And, of course, he can be demonized for cheating on his wife or whatever. Nobody's perfect. The point is, though, they're entrepreneurs, and these are the type of people that innovate and that have made this country great. And that's what it's all about, is American pride and built in America. And you can say whatever you want about America, but our exceptionalism was a reality. We had the highest IQs, physically the smartest, the most patents, known as being trailblazers, known as being as tough as it gets in a fight, known as being smart, crafty, not stupid, not a pushover, known for beating empires that nobody had ever beaten in history. like the British Empire that was, you know, beating people like Napoleon. And then there's just this demonization of anybody having a company, anybody being successful. And I was sitting there, though, seeing victory in Jesse James's new Jesse James Firearms company coming out that I'm told is already backordered 2 years. But the point is, and I know guns, folks, and there was a lot of special forces, retired people, and the NRA nationally was there last night. There's only about 200 people at the party, but it was all like, you know, basically who's who of guns. And to see the 1911 45s they're coming out with, and to see the piston-driven M4s that I would liken to a 223 Reaper style in the 308, and just to see that's victory over tyrants. If we can make guns cool, make defending ourselves cool, make the ideals of 1776 cool again, then we can literally, quite literally, turn this thing around by winning in the culture wars. That's why they try to shut down anybody that tries to promote a liberty-based culture. And I promote it from the 10th Amendment to the 4th Amendment to the 1st Amendment to the 2nd Amendment. I promote liberty, period, across the board. People say, oh, that Second Amendment nut. Well, wait a minute. If they get rid of that, they get rid of everything else. And you notice they are getting rid of everything else right now. Obama is saying he'll control Obamacare now by executive orders outside of Congress. Even mainstream news is calling that dictatorial. He's saying he'll shut down all our coal power plants without congressional approval. That's called dictatorial, hence the word dictator. Dictatorial then translates to an individual as dictator. That's the very definition of it. He's saying he'll do everything and anything he wants. He's going to legalize the illegals. Already basically has by fiat. I've got articles on that in the stack. By just not even having orders, just saying to his bureaucrats, do it. And it'd be fine to have all these immigrants here if they weren't being given free welfare and in-state tuition in most states when they show up as a corporate indulgence, as a corporate subsidy to drive down wages so they can work for stuff that nobody can live on and then get on the welfare dolls to be Democratic, anti-gun, anti-free market voters. I mean, this is a takeover that's happening right now. So my whole point is that, you know, I personally, and I've already trademarked it and everything else, never got around to doing it. I didn't do it because of liability, and my main mission is not to make money. It is to get the word out, so I didn't do it. But we already have deals lined up to come out with 1776. Made in 1776 is the name of the brand, firearms. Can you imagine firearms called Made in 1776? Like you know, that's what this is all. But this country was made in 1776, and it was made when they came to take the guns. This country was made in 1776. So it's just good to see other people doing that, because I realize that guns, just the symbol of the slave being armed, transmutes you into not being a slave, and the system knows that.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You see, I admire people that trailblaze and come from nothing and build wealth and build institutions and hire people and make society better. If you look at historically what happens in socialist and communist and command and control countries, there's one type of bread, there's one type of sausage, there's one type of shampoo, there's one type of razors. They can charge you whatever they want for it. There's always a tiny, super-rich elite who are exempt from all the laws. Look at France right now. The Socialist Party has 100% tax on the middle class and the rich. But the insiders are all exempt. You go, well, how can it be 100%? It's meant to destroy their competition. The power to tax is the power to destroy. That maxim is from the Revolutionary War back in 1776. Look it up. And so we're being destroyed by this regulation, by the selective enforcement, and the establishment sits up there and the establishment sits back and plays us all off against each other. You know, there's the Forbes headline, French tax soars over 100%. But the Socialist Party's exempt. And now the poor people are rioting all over France because of the gas tax. They just put a carbon tax in 2 weeks ago. And that's the same model. Obama hired the top French socialist economist to come over here and, quote, run our economy. He did that last year. I mean, you cannot make this stuff up. And then you've got criticism of the rich that made their money and who actually try to build infrastructure. And then you've got the ultra rich who were insiders on record, who just print and control the money, control the stocks, control the bonds, make their money through fraud, drug dealing, money laundering, you name it. They want insider mafia deals to shut down their competition. And that's the essence of this. Now, there it is, France 24. Renowned French economist to join Obama's team. How do you pronounce her? Esther Duflo? Duflo. I mean, looks like a five-year-old boy. Anyways, another thing is these socialists usually can't even hardly talk. They just walk around about how smart they are all day. It makes me want to throw up. The amount of liberty, the amount of diversity and products and choices and culture that America has produced. How did 4% of the world's population end up with half the wealth? You'll say stealing it. No, we had that by the 50s. It was when we started stealing the wealth that we lost it individually. Did you get lower gas prices by stealing the Iraqi oil? No. They were actually mad at Saddam for overpumping oil to pay off his debts. That's why they basically invaded him in 1991. They told him, listen, you can go ahead and invade Kuwait, just don't overpump the oil anymore. And he said, really? Because they've been stealing my oil, slant drilling. And they said, hey, we supported you with Iran. Do what you got to do. And he went, really? He's a CIA-trained, high-level CIA agent. That's all declassified. Look it up. From the time he was 20 years old, trained by the CIA in Egypt. And he thought, so I'm being given the orders again. And then he didn't trust him. So he asked the U.S. ambassador, April Gillespie, on Iraqi television. He said, so I'm going to attack Kuwait if they don't stop stealing my oil, and then I can pay off the debt to America, $30 billion that I have left. He goes, will you be upset about that? She says, Your Excellency, as you know, we do not get involved in inter-Arab affairs. Your Excellency. I'm not a fan of Saddam Hussein. The point is the guy was set up and his country was set up. Women were going to college. They weren't wearing burqas. You could go see R-rated movies there and listen to rock and roll on the radio. Now, they're putting women in burqas. They're not going to college. And the jihadis have taken over Iraq. And our government helped put them in power. Just like they are in Egypt. Just like they're trying to do in Syria. Just like they've done in Libya. And you know, I digress. It's just that I watch the people that run our country and run other countries just wrecking anybody that has anything they don't control. And then I know how economics work. I know how, I mean, I by myself have come from nowhere on the radio with no money, just with research and history, to reach 15 million people a week and have my own pronged media operation that even mainline trade publications say are the model of building your own media system. And so I admire people who've built their own thing. And I know that's the answer. That's the true diversity in the economy. That's the true free market. That is what works. And they demonize the free market, blaming the free market for the crony insider monopoly market that we've allowed insider groups to create. This isn't free market that did all this. NAFTA and GATT isn't free trade. It's insider deals. And then I see Oprah Winfrey, with all the problems we face, with Obama caught lying to us on every front, from won't hire lobbyists, shut down Guantanamo Bay, won't have executive orders, won't have signing statements, on and on and on. He didn't just lie. He broke the records by light years. I mean, it's just such betrayal. My mouth is hanging open, folks. I can't believe it. Obamacare, all of it, pure lies. And then she says in a BBC interview, I'm going to play like a 3-minute clip of it here. I'm going to talk over it. She's talking to the most pencil neck, politically correct operative I've ever seen. She talks to him like he's a dog and pats him on the head. And he goes, good job, you know, to him, you little worm. And then she says, we need everybody to die. Who's basically, until we all die, you know, there won't be an end to racism, blah, 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 when the media is always injecting more of it as divide and conquer. And then meanwhile, the Redskins team bus has been egged on what a stadium in Philly. And again, maybe they should change the name of the Redskins. Maybe it is a sensitive somebody. The point is, next, though, they're saying don't be an Indian on Halloween because that's insensitive, or don't be a geisha girl or a cowboy. See, it's political tyranny, folks. While we're all being robbed by foreign banks, while we're all having our dollar devalued, while we're having our energy system cut off, while we're being impoverished in a plan to collectivize the nation on record, Cloward and Piven, Agenda 21, on record, it's all happening. And then meanwhile, you're racist if you don't do whatever Obama says. And then she goes on to say, people criticize him because they're racist. No. I would love, if it was a black Ron Paul, I'd shine his shoes. I could care less what color the melanin is in somebody's skin. Believe me. And I shouldn't have to sit there and explain that. It's so frustrating. I mean, Oprah Winfrey is such a race baiter, and she knows what she's doing. She goes to globalist eugenicist meetings with David Rockefeller. It's come out in the Times of London where they talk about forcibly reducing Africa's population. I mean, she is just an elitist pig. She is the ultimate piece of scum. Let's play part of this Oprah Winfrey clip. Here it is.
The issue of the civil rights movement and the way that black people around the world...
Look at this fake intellectual.
Around the world. You know, look at, you know, places like Russia. It's, you know, it's...
Around the world.
So I suppose from a movie point of view, from what the movie and the messages within the movie hold and the other movies we were discussing and Scotch Broys, are these historical comments or
the guy's not comfortable around her?
Good question. Well phrased.
Well phrased.
Good job.
Good job, you idiot.
It would be foolish to not recognize that we have evolved and that we're not still facing the same kind of terrorism against black people en masse as was displayed with the Scottsboro Boys. It's gotten better. Are there still places where people are terrorized because of the color of their skin? Because of
okay. So there's kind of a more reasonable intro type deal. But then here's the two zingers. Here she is saying the people that are racist, and she's going to define that. Remember, owning guns is now racist. Owning guns is now racist. So she's saying this is what needs to happen when they label you as a racist. Here it is.
There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die. Just the level of disrespect when the senator yelled out, "You're a liar." Remember that?
He is a liar.
I think that there's a level of disrespect for the office that occurs. And that occurs in some cases and maybe even many cases because he's African American.
No, Obama was given more respect and allowed to do more because people are so politically correct and wanted to believe in him and wanted to seal the breach and have people get along with each other. And you use the majority of white people that voted for Barack Obama the first go-round and the second go-round, you use their goodwill to hoodwink this country and to play black off against white and sell racism in division at the same time claiming you're fighting it. This is divide and conquer, balkanization. Does Oprah ever talk about black tribes killing each other in Africa and the UN funding both sides? Does she ever talk about Muslims against each other with the globalists funding that? No. The only evil in the world is white people that don't turn their guns in and become communists so billionaires like her can suck off of us.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
So basically, we have government by games, government by insiders instead of government by consent, government by market, government by people's voting in government, voting with their dollars, voting with their purchases. That's the type of system that we're going into, is one not based on the will of the people and the wisdom of the crowd, but a corrupt kleptocratic group trying to dumb down the crowd and create a false wisdom in the crowd to basically run off the edge of a cliff. Because people will follow the wisdom of the crowd instinctively. Because that's how they've been programmed to think. They will follow the wisdom of the crowd. Because throughout history, the wisdom of the crowd was generally good. Not always. Now it's been artificially created, and so people think they're following the wisdom of the crowd. Oh, everybody else is drinking out of that water fountain. It must be okay. Even though it's really poison. Because as long as the poison kills you 5, 10, 15, 20 years later, nobody knows what killed them. And that's the essence of soft kill and killing people softly. By the way, every time I mention that now, I see comments on YouTube or InfoWars going, why are you quoting a Brad Pitt movie? Silent Weapons for Quiet Wars, Soft Kill is in Pentagon Papers going back to the 70s and 80s. Killing people softly, killing them softly, soft kill, predates that. I tell you, that's one frustration I've got, is that I don't plagiarize on purpose. I mean, sometimes you forget where something came from and you just say it, but I like to say where something came from. I like to give credit to where the knowledge came from or where the info came from. But I'm just sick of, like, people territorializing statements and comments. Instead of responding to what I said, they'll respond to, hey, that's the name of a Brad Pitt movie. What's that mean? No, it's not the name of a Brad Pitt movie, okay? So many times now science fiction movies come out and have set in the future what's already going on. Like, I was talking about face scanning to buy and sell and how billboards are going to track you when you walk down the street 15 years ago, and then a few years later, Minority Report comes out. And people go, hey, you're ripping off Philip K. Dick. And I'm like, listen, I've read that book. That's not even really what's in the film by Steven Spielberg. But regardless, no, here's MIT, here's Stanford, here's all these different companies and all these different universities planning this. But you got that in a movie, that's a movie. Oh, black helicopters like in the movies. And I'm like, no, those are the movies copying what's really going on. It's just so frustrating. And I guess I'm waxing reflective here today. You know, I said I'd take your phone calls. I won't take phone calls throughout this hour. The toll-free number to join us, first-time callers. So I want to hear from first-time callers. We do that at 3 or 4 times a week. So all the new listeners have a chance to call in with their questions or comments or whatever wild card point they want to bring up. But the toll-free number to join us is 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. 877-789-2539. It's different than the weekday number, because the weekday number is still run by Genesis, because I like the network and I like John Harmon. I've had for 10 years up there answering the phones and running stuff at the satellite uplink. It was always like I was doing it as a remote, because I would do the radio show out of my house going back 16 years ago. When I started doing it out of my house, I did it in radio stations for a few years, then out of my house for a while. And so it was always somebody up there putting the calls on air, doing it that way. That's why I kind of do it weird, where we're taking your phone calls up in Minnesota during the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central. But then we're taking your phone calls here on Sunday. This is all produced in-house right here. And that's where Genesis really trailblazed, going back now 16, 17 years, since 1997. I guess that's 16 years. Was that they would let people who were individuals but had talent do a show from their house or from their own studio and then dial into the network and go out on the satellite uplinks, or they could produce it or you could produce it. So that's kind of why we have that weird system and do things different here.
When you grab a mess with your friends,
KLN, Los Angeles.
Clone Radio. We play the songs that sound more like everyone else than anyone else. Clone.
Hitler took the guns. Stalin took the guns. Mao took the guns. Fidel Castro took the guns. Hugo Chavez took the guns. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms. The Republic will rise again when you attempt to take our guns.
I have sworn a
upon the altar of God eternal hostility against every form of tyranny over the mind of man.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Liberty is rising! I am your host, Alex Jones, coming to you from deep in the heart of Texas, Austin, broadcasting worldwide. Toll-free number to join us. We're opening the phones up for first-time callers on this Sunday edition. 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. And we'll get you up and on the air on any subject you want to talk about. But again, it's government by mafia, government by insiders, government by regulation, or government by the voting people voting with their dollars, with their euros, with their rubles, with their yuans. You know, there are people rioting every day in towns and cities, thousands of riots a week in China against their government. They don't like communism. They don't like the insider system running everything, the generals making billions off insider deals. But the Chinese people love free market folks that go out and actually create a business, actually create good products, entrepreneurial spirit. You got to admire it. That's what makes civilizations great, is striving and building something better. Even if it's by 1% a month, over time, it's 100% improvement. And that's what creates everything good in society, is competition. It's a fact. And what does the nanny state seek to do? To get rid of competition. To not let kids play tag or dodgeball, or then even run at break, or then even shake hands, or then you're total prisoners. Everything the system does is about weakening the host population to make us these little mindless human resource blobs to just go around in a managed economy with a bunch of government and select corporate bean counters who make their money and power out of control of systems, not out of having the best products, the best service, the best innovations, the best ideas. These people will cause another dark age if they have their way. It is that fundamental. But I'm telling you, if we ignore them, block them, don't comply where we can, the civil disobedience against tyranny is obedience to God, folks. It is your duty to not do what the tyrants say when it clearly violates the Bill of Rights, Constitution, common sense, your gut. It's not a law. Marbury versus Madison, anything violating the Bill of Rights and Constitution is null and void. Exactly. I never talked like this the last few months, but this government is so lawless, so criminal. I'm a rule of law guy. And they're so criminal, it's now our duty to follow moral principles. Even if you don't believe in God, I think the Ten Commandments, Judaic law, great common law, matches right up with the British Celtic and Anglo-Saxon common law, pretty much the same thing. Common law was always the same around the world. People figured out what was common sense and what should be done. And I say we go back to that, not this crud that they've got us following. And I'll tell you the good news, when I went out to, was invited out to Jesse James's private party here in Austin at the Rattle Inn, really nice place, really nice restaurant bar. When I was invited out there to this rollout of his new firearms system, really, and I know guns, folks, these are amazing, amazing firearms. And by the way, I haven't been paid to say this, but I am going to get some for myself, obviously. My firearms only go up in value, and something like that's going to only... I bought Barrett 50 cals for $5,000. They're $15,000 now. Was that a smart business decision, guys? Was that a smart business decision? To start buying 50 caliber rifles when Obama got elected, and then now they've all doubled or tripled or quadrupled in price? They went as high as $25,000 a piece when Obozo was trying to ban them. Now they've dropped back down to 15. Thank God. I don't want to make money off losing the Second Amendment. The point is, we're going to win in the culture by shelling the idea of self-defense and lower crime. Chicago and New York City and D.C. with total gun bans have the highest crime rate in the country. And again, I'm no nuclear physicist or rocket scientist. I'm certainly not as smart as a socialist economist that Obama officially hired to run everything. But I do know that historically, when you have these type of socialists and people running things, everything goes to hell in a handbasket. And they know that, too. That's their plan. They want to run it all. Even if it runs it all in the ground, they want to be sitting on the pile of skulls instead of on a pile of liberty and freedom and diversity and incredible social development and empowerment. They'd rather reign in hell than serve in the heaven of free market. Well, let me say this. I'm happy to serve in the kingdom of free market and true diversity and choice and liberty and freedom. I want to serve in that because being a servant in that is a trillion times better than reigning in Hades. That makes sense. Totally out of control, ladies and gentlemen. Totally out of control. We're going to go to break. Long segment coming up. We're going to come right back and talk to Clinton and Michael and Sonny and Daniel and Gavin and others that are loading up the phone system. By the way, if you disagree with me, I know the phones, we can take like 100 phone calls at once. It's a computerized system, but they have to actually go to them and actually, you know, get you queued up and get your name and stuff. But if somebody gets through that disagrees with me on guns, I'd like to hear from them. Or how about Obama supporters that told me they were going to get free health care and Obamacare was going to work great and wasn't a screw job by foreign banks that own the insurance companies to double and triple your premiums, even though they lobbied for it and wrote it and the bill said it would do that. See, I am an informed person. And to have my own media operation, I had to become a businessman and learn from the top, from the bottom up to the top, how to understand things and how to read a contract or how to read a piece of legislation. And see, I knew what the legislation said, and we all told you what it said, and we showed you what it said, and you said, shut up, racist. Oprah says it's racist if you don't support Obamacare. Pure genius. I mean, they could put Obama's face on a new plague, and people would inject their kids with it because they would be called racist if they didn't. I mean, it's all a cynical, sickening ploy. Oprah Winfrey knows exactly what she's doing. Do we have one of those clips again?
There are still generations of people, older people, who were born and bred and marinated in it, in that prejudice and racism, and they just have to die.
You're marinated in it. You live in it. Your whole world is about giving away 20 free cars to con all the women that watch your show to believe they're going to get something free if they watch. It's the same thing as a lottery ticket. You know, you got one in a billion chances or whatever to win it, or even worse. And you got all these people shoving money in there and putting their paycheck, hoping they're, I mean, you're just nothing but a parasite. Oh, what a race baiting, disgusting parasite. Up there with her little twit British social engineer. Oh, my gosh. They take our goodwill and they get us to sign onto their whole criminal agenda, or they spank us with the paddle of racism. You can go straight to hell. I am sick of your race-baiting crap. The Democratic Party, on record, ran the Ku Klux Klan, and then mainly white Christian Americans and others after World War II wouldn't be part of it anymore when they came back, along with black folks. And so you then flipped into race-baiting the Democratic Party. You're on, and your constituents don't even know the Republican Party got the Civil Rights Act passed despite the Democrats.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Got some bad news in the Midwest. The wind has slammed towns and trucks, killed two, and over 30 injured so far. Undoubtedly, those numbers will get worse as things develop. But again, statistically, you have a much better chance of dying in a car wreck or being struck by lightning than you do dying in a mass shooting. But people have the perception that there's an epidemic of mass shootings, even though overall crime with guns is down 49%. According to the Justice Department's own numbers since 1992, which just shows that they can create the perception. The UN and others can fund one black tribe to kill the other like in Rwanda, famously, and then call it a UN screw-up. And they do this kind of stuff all over the world, but nobody even knows about that because we're too busy hearing how white people are inherently racist because they won't turn their guns in. And because if you think Obama is a liar, you're racist. I mean, you heard Oprah Winfrey. This is the type of garbage that we deal with as a society. I want to go to your phone calls. Coming up, I'm going to play a clip where Bob Woodward, oh, let's just do it now. Bob Woodward says the Obamacare fix will make the economy worse and will tank it faster. That's the Washington Post legendary reporter. Well, of course, that's the plan. Tank the economy, except for select inside corporations that get government contracts. This is a consolidation phase. This is what big banks have done to farming belts for 150 years. Wake up.
And as we go in 2 or 3 months from now and have more, are we going to shut down the government? Are we going to pay for the debt we have? All of a sudden, this is going to come on the table, and people are going to say, my God, it's going to cost much more money than we were spending on these things before. So how you disentangle this is now on Obama's head. Now, can he learn? Can he do? This is an executive function, which is something he's not starred in so far in his presidency. And can he get it together? You know, everyone says and knows he's quite bright. And can he learn to manage? Because this is...
By the way, Bob Woodward is high-level naval intelligence and a big insider. You notice they're trying to act like Obama did all this now. This is a globalist torpedo to blow the engine of the economy for reorganization of the nation. It's a corporate takeover. Anti-free market. Okay? That's what's going on here. That's what's happening. And I'm not saying Obama's a good guy. He's horrible. But his controllers are even worse. And we need to recognize that it isn't just about Obama. And notice Woodward's like, oh, executive action will fix this. This is a law. Oh, now the guy that got the law in, he has to have more power to fix it. Because the Democrats taking orders from Obama will not repeal it in the House or Senate. They already had a vote. It passed in the House to repeal it. Obama says he'll veto it. But 37 Democrats went over to the Republican side. And again, I'm not romanticizing the Republicans either. The Republicans helped write this monstrosity. They're owned by the same special interest. It's just that now a lot of good Tea Party people have gotten in who I know are real Americans and do care. I mean, I went to this event last night, this rollout of a new firearms line, and there was really a who's who of people there, top-level national NRA people, high-level state police folks who were friends with Jesse James and others, a lot of Navy SEALs and special warfare people and some movie stars and folks. And they were all genuinely concerned about what's going on in Awake. I mean, look, see, that's the deal. Once you get to a point of this stuff, we warned people, it came true, it's getting worse. Folks now are listening, not just to me, but they're listening to what's really going on. You go research this stuff, you'll find out exactly what I've said is accurate. And that's what I said in the first hour. I wish every day that that wasn't the case. I wish I was wrong. Let's take a few calls now and really go to them in the next segment. Wes, Clinton, Michael, Sonny, Daniel, Gavin, Tom, Nick, Dan, Ender, Tony, Christy. Let's go to a girl first. Let's talk to Christy in California. Then we'll go to Clinton and others. Christy, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. How are you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. I wanted to ask you if you'd heard of Paul McGuire.
Sure. Your phone's a little foggy to me. Say that again.
Have you heard of Paul McGuire?
It rings a bell. Who is it?
He is an author. He's written 22 books. He's been on CNN before Fox. He is a prophecy expert, and he's also obviously very awake, and he tells how the two work together, I mean, how Bible prophecy works into what the elite are doing. I mean, he would be a perfect guest on your show, and I've been praying about it, and I feel like you two should definitely meet, and you should have him on your show.
Well, we should probably have folks like that on to debate about what they think we should do, because And I'm not familiar with his work, but I've heard the name. Most of these prophecy folks say it's the end of the world, you know, 10 years ago or a month from now. They're wrong all the time. I'm not saying he said this, but, you know, the preachers. And then it's an excuse to never do anything about what's happening. If the Antichrist and all this stuff and the Mark of the Beast and all this is really coming, isn't that the reason to warn people so that they don't get deceived? It just becomes this big cop-out. But I hear you. Maybe we should interview him. Vic, shake the show up. Let's get him on. Let's go ahead and go to Clinton. In Georgia, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hey, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on the line with you. I've been an avid supporter of InfoWars for about a year now, and it's been a life-changing. I wanted to call and talk about Divide and Conquer. I do live in the inner city of Atlanta, and I am black, and I just wanted to let you know there are a lot of people around here that are all waking up. I think that the major problem with the black community and that waking up and everything is the whole hip-hop culture and the social engineering. And I was caught up in it myself for a long time. And I explained to my friends about the Tavistock Institute and the Illuminati entertainment industry. And I have a lot of people that come around real easy when I play them the Professor Griff interviews. And the Rick Ross interviews and the different things that you've done with a lot of people in the black community.
Exactly. The last thing they want is us working together as human beings. They want us divided. And you see, you've done the research. You mentioned Tavistock Institute, declassified out of England since the 50s, running major TV here in the U.S. with all these messages. And look what they've done to us. And it's declassified. It's on record. That British psych warfare chiefs run our media, and the average person doesn't even know what that is. Shouldn't they know what that is?
Yeah, definitely, because I tell them all the time, all the information is right there if you just want to take the time and go and look for it. And I think what's crazy is a lot of people at the point now where they don't even want to look for information. They just rather go along, you get along, you pretend nothing's going on. But there are a lot of people waking up in the city, a lot of black people that are supporters of you and followers of you. And I think what we all need to do is take the time to reach out to the different race. And white people reach out to black people with this info, and black people reach out to white people. Because at the end of the day, we all created in the image of God. You know what I mean?
Well said. God bless you, my friend. We're all brothers in liberty. We're all part of the human race. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen, on the other side with more calls. Thank you, Clinton.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Let's continue to race through your phone calls here. I just briefly want to remember here on air right now to take my vitamins, take my nutrients, take my minerals. As you know, I've done deep research with medical doctors, scientists, nutritionists, you name it, and found that, I call it the halogen conspiracy. You call it the iodine conspiracy, but really it's the halogen. It's the only good thing in the halogen area of the periodic table. The fluorines that fluoride comes out of and the bromide and all the stuff they put in the food literally zombifies people. Just go look up the medical literature. And because of deficiencies in iodine in 1924, there was so much retardation, so much gouter, so many health problems, so many diseases. The federal government mandated that iodine be added to salt and bread. And then by the 50s, the globalists took over completely and said, no, remove that as a sick joke. And they put fluoride. Now they're fluoridating bread, by the way. That's now coming out. And a bunch of other foods. They added the bromide and other things to the food. So it's incredible. I have been taking this about 2.5 months. And the mental clarity what it's done for me is exactly what pharmacist Ben Fuchs said it would do. It's exactly what people like Dr. Edward Group said it would do. And nobody even knew about this. There's no other nation iodine like it. It's truly unbound in a glycerin base, so it doesn't taste like rocket fuel and burn your throat. And it's incredibly bioavailable, and I take it in the morning and night. I take the recommended dose, and if you have any questions, consult your physician first. But let me tell you, this is a big secret right here, available at InfoWarsLife.com. The first of a long line of products we're developing. People are like, well, you've had this out a few months. Where's the other products? Well, it's just, you don't just bring people incredibly high-quality products overnight. We are going to have, well, I'm not going to get into it. The point is we've got some spectacular things in the pipeline. But I came out with the most exciting discovery and formula first. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free. And by the way, we were sold out of this for a few weeks, as you know. We now have a large cache of it in from the laboratory that's been making it for 20 years since it was proprietarily patented. So again, that's InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. And your support of all the products at InfoWarsStore.com and InfoWarsLife.com and InfoWarsHealth.com, all the sites, makes the broadcast what we do here possible. We don't take your money like MSNBC with stimulus money or NPR tax money and use it to then lobby to destroy the Bill of Rights, First Amendment, Fourth Amendment, Second Amendment, Tenth Amendment. No, we free market. Say if you think this is high quality, good deal, support us and we'll support your freedom. It's real simple. It's called free association. And the media demonizes it. Jones sells products. Dun, dun, dun. Nightline. Oh my gosh, it's so dirty. So evil. You should be like NPR and get hundreds of millions or $500 million a year of taxpayer money. Let's go to the phone calls. Let's talk to Michael in Texas from an extremist state of evil people. Go ahead, extremist.
Hey, Alex. How you feeling, my friend?
I'm feeling pretty good right now.
Well, I'm feeling great. I mean, you do not screen calls. You took my name and where I was from.
You could have said you were a Keebler elf from the moon, brother.
Yeah, that's right. By the way, I started the Austrian Economics group on Planet InfoWars. So if you want to see me and say I'm a real human being, I'm on there.
PlanetInfoWars.com. Okay, go ahead.
That's right. Mike D in Texas. So a couple scary things. By the way, right on my counter is my Beyond Tangy Tangerine 2.0 and my nascent iodine. That stuff tastes fantastic, by the way.
How long you been on it?
You know, I was going to say, I've been on it for about 45 days. I got two bottles from the outset, and I've been taking two whole droppers two times a day. And I actually got those symptoms that you were talking about weeks ago, where you almost had the detox and you almost feel worse for a few days. But then, man, it's just like one day I woke up, and I mean, I don't believe in this metaphysical, third eye chakra, but one day I just felt like, man, I feel more alert and awake today. I feel like, you know, I've got all these ideas. I went on and bought a domain.
Well, yeah, that's the big secret. With the FDA, we're not going to make any claims. Just see what it does for you. But again, the mystics all in primitive times gave it a name. When you get all your glands lined up, look, what do the halogens do, the bad ones, the fluoride, the fluorine, all that garbage, the bromine, the bromide? They go into the pineal, the pituitary, the thyroid, according to the doctors. And then because your body needs a iodine. But if it doesn't get it, it will take a bad halogen. You know, your body will use whatever it can get. And so it's just, look, the government put it in the food and then had it removed. It's incredible. Go ahead. Sorry.
On purpose. No, I was going to tell you, I went to Mises University. I was, invited by Lou Rockwell. And I got invited to Judge Napolitano's constitutional jurisprudence class. It was
That's
invitation
awesome.
Only. Oh, Alex, this is, I mean, he didn't say it was off the record, but as you know, if you go on to Lou Rockwell, when he has these events, most of them are live streamed, they're broadcast.
But this wasn't.
Well, the judge asked his intro to be shut down. He did not want it live broadcast.
Well, listen, I'm friends with him, and he's been under a lot of pressure. He basically wouldn't compromise, and that's why he lost his TV show, so... Mm-hmm. You know, discretion sometimes is good. And I'm not saying we do secret stuff or anything, but I mean, maybe if he didn't want it publicly known, maybe he shouldn't say what he said.
Well, later on, he in the conference, he said, look, I just didn't want it taped and sent all over the place. So
what did he say? We're in deep trouble and this is real?
Well, his parents are getting up in age and You know, he's lost a lot of weight, by the way. He looks fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, so he's real angry about the death panels, which are in there.
He is, but he sat there at the front, at the desk, and he started walking around, and he had this very serious face on, and he said, look, I imagine myself someday perishing, you know, dying, and, you know, going to sleep in my own bed at home, surrounded by my loved ones in peace and in contentment, knowing that I've lived a good life, and that, you know, all my family and friends would be around me and watch me transition to the next phase. But you know what? He said, I'm beginning to think now that people like us who do and say what we do because we believe that liberty is the engine of prosperity, and because we believe in natural rights and that we're not slaves, that we may end up, hung in the town square somewhere, or if we're lucky, die in prison. That's how crazy things are getting in this world. And he said,
yeah, that's what the Secret Service is telling me. They will not tell me what has gone on at the White House, but they literally are like looking to quit and leave the country. I mean, I had Dan Bongino on Friday basically talking about it, but it's bad. I mean, it's real bad. And that's the thing is, historically, good people cannot believe something really bad is happening because we can't think like that. And then it actually happens. But look, America is not Germany. It's not Russia. Nothing against the Russians or the Germans, but they didn't have a history of freedom. We've had some history of freedom. The founders put emergency switches in there, like the Second Amendment, but other, and juries, you know, that's another key box. But it's bad. I mean, look, let me tell you. That's why I'm freaking out right now, is that people aren't disagreeing with me now across the board. I mean, you name it, billionaires, top government people, generals, you name it. It's like weird. Like, I'm a guy that's been here from the start in opposition, so I get all this credibility. I'm just a regular guy that didn't want to be a slave. It's really kind of creepy, actually, to see an awakening this big. But anything else that Napolitano said that was on record?
Well, I mean, I ate meals with him and Lou Rockwell. I sat in the judge's new office there at the Mises Institute in Auburn, and he just said, look, do whatever you can right now, you know, just like if you were at a funeral and this was your last chance that you could say something, you know, for and about somebody who just passed away. That's how you need to look at this republic.
Exactly. Every day is precious. Exactly. That is exactly what's going on. I mean, this country has got terminal cancer, folks. We'll be right back.
Coast to coast, direct from Austin. You're listening to the Alex Jones Broadcasting Network. Network.
I would stand in line for this. There's always room in life for this.
Obamacare, folks. Look at these headlines right here. Legalizing illegal immigrants is the solution to Obamacare, says Democrat Jared Polis. Yes, that's the answer. Give more free stuff to people that isn't even free, unless you're an illegal. New Jersey bill to offer in-state tuition financial aid to immigrants in the country illegally, but if you're from a nearby state, you won't get it. Gotta love it, man. Obama relying more on immigration rule changes. Gotta love AP. Yeah, who needs a Congress or law? It's just he rules. What does it mean when one man rules? Dictatorship. He says he'll do that with Obamacare. Well, what's wrong with that? If you don't want him to make all the decisions, you're racist. U.S. business leader remains confident Boehner will seek immigration reform. That's right. All the big bankers, all the big establishment insiders, they want to drive down your wages. The anti-free market people. The race to the bottom. They have the unions endorsing to have illegals come in and take their jobs. Got to love that. Well, why don't the unions just pass out pistols? They can all shoot themselves in the head. Here's another one. 39 Democrats break with Obama to pass the so-called fix. And that is, of course, a plan to let people have their old health care. No. You're not going to get that. United Health drops thousands of doctors from insurance plans. Wall Street Journal. D.C. insurance commissioner fired a day after questioning Obamacare fix. Fraudsters are exploiting new health care law. That's like saying fish are swimming in the ocean. One con telling Medicare beneficiaries they must choose new plans. Yeah, and it's the White House pays the navigators to say that. But if you're against being defrauded, you're a racist. I'm not a racist. I say let Obama do whatever he wants. I say increase the plan's prices 100 times, not just 5 times. And just do whatever Obama says. Like, kind of like, who was that singer? Britney Spears, who said, just do whatever Bush says. He's our leader. Just shut up and do it. I agree. Obama is God. How's that sound? Now, can I be on MSNBC? Even though they have a tiny audience, can I hang out with the luscious Maddow, daughter of Janet Reno? Oh, feminine beauty of that woman. Let's go ahead and talk to Sonny in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, brother.
Hey, man. I wanted to talk to you about Armageddon.
Trendy-geddon? Tell me about it.
Well, no, you know, when most people think about Armageddon, they think of the end of time or the end of the world. But the way I see Armageddon is simply when and where the Gentiles will be stopped from ruling over the world anymore.
The Gentiles. What's a Gentile?
God, you're destroying God's people. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm listening to you. So you're saying everyone else but people that live in Israel?
Well, no. Look at... Okay.
You mean Gentiles? You mean Gentiles?
Excuse me, yes. Excuse me. So Revelation 17 talks about the seven kings and the seven... The kings are the...
And the ten kingdoms and the seven kings that give their power to the little horn?
Yes, sir. So you think about how America and the Constitution's being eviscerated, and you talk about divide and conquer. Well, it's exactly what it is. You hit the hammer, you hit the nail on the head with that one.
When
you
I hit the that. Hammer on the head.
You think about in Daniel chapter 2, it talks about the dream he had about the rock cast upon the feet of iron and clay.
Well, there's no doubt the globalist system is designed to rise as it collapses, because it collapses society and then it builds on itself. So it's very sophisticated. All I know is it's really creepy how much the Bible's coming true. I mean, if that doesn't make you a believer, I don't know what does. I appreciate your call. And I mean to believe on what's in the Bible, not what these churches, government run, are teaching. Let's go ahead and talk to Daniel in Louisiana. You're on the air. Thanks for calling in this evening.
Hey, what's happening, Alex?
Brother, good to hear from you. Worldwide broadcast.
Yep. You know what? There's a lot of stuff swirling, a lot of controversy swirling, a lot of stuff swirling around. But let me tell you something. One thing that is definitely concrete, crystallized, is government tyranny is out of control right now.
Now, sir, are you saying Obama is a tyrant?
I am, sir.
That is racist.
I know it is, sir.
Did you hear Oprah Winfrey say that if you say he's lying about health care, that's racist, sir?
You know what? The definition of racism and of racist is that you simply point out that the races have different characteristics. So just be an informed person. It says someone that says...
Well, sir, if you're informed that they're canceling 10 million people's health care plans, it's going to be 52 million. That's racist. Obama says nobody's plan's being canceled. Now, he later admitted that was not true, but it doesn't matter. Like, I choose to worship his previous statement, not his new statement. Like, that's another great part about Obama. You've got all these different conflicting statements. You can pick whichever one you want. And I think that's good. So I appreciate your call. That's very racist, Daniel. Gavin in California, please don't question our dear leader, Kim Jong-un. Dear leader Obama. Go ahead.
Well, what I want to talk to you, Alex, is the beautiful surprise J.P. Morgan thinks they're going to lay out on us in February through their hedge fund managers. Here's what's going on. J.P. Morgan hedge fund managers have been pumping up several different retail chains for the last 10 years. What they've also been doing is a very interesting way of employment. They have this electronic database system set up where people sign up to be employed. They also sign up for unemployment. and they also fill out paperwork as an independent contractor.
That's right. J.P. Morgan runs the entire destruction of the economy. They run everyone signing up to the bureaucracy, and then they outsource the welfare calls to India. So you can't even have jobs to administer the welfare calls in America. But what's wrong with that, sir? Are you racist against the blue J.P. Morgan Chase symbol? Because, actually, sir, I don't want to hear racism here. Any criticism of the establishment is racist.
I'm just bummed out that they didn't let everybody in on it, because it's a really interesting scheme, because here's what they're doing. They're hiring people with few enough hours that they can actually report them as unemployed, and they're using their identity, they're using their Social Security numbers to access their unemployment benefit. They launder it through their own accounts and give it back to the employees through pay cards. And basically, all of these retailers are paying their part-time employees through the Social Security fund.
In AP 2 weeks ago. They recommended everybody being laid off under Obamacare to part-time, that they tell the companies how to sign everyone up. Exactly. So then the corporations use that as the form of corporate welfare to lower wages to a non-sustainable level. I think it's great. And I endorse it. I love the collapse of America. I'm trendy. I support Obama. I am not racist. In fact, there's Obama right there. I mean, he's on screen with us right now. Oh, leader. Oh, not Thomas Jefferson. Ah! Or is that? Oh, my gosh. If you're watching on TV, they went from Obama, our king, our savior, to the Beelzebub Jefferson. I'm really upset right now. Don't ever put Thomas Jefferson on my screen again. That racist. Brad Pitt says it. It's true.
I mean, Alex Jones may sound crazy, but still has 300 million YouTube. He had 300 million people that have watched him on
YouTube.
That's
one channel,
and
dumb
butt. Fringe, arch conservative, deeply, I think, racist strain is
deeply racist. See, there you go. I agree. All right, let's go ahead and talk to Wes in Canada. I'm against forcibly sterilizing black people in Africa. I am against black people, folks. Let's talk to Wes in Canada. Go ahead. You're on the air.
It is a great honor to be speaking with you, Mr. Jones.
It's an honor to talk to you, my friend. Now, are you here to worship and bow down and prostrate yourself to the dear leader, Obama?
No. No, I'm waiting for the day when you're going to impeach him. But actually, I wanted to share with you a bit of a story about...
Good, we got 1 minute. Share it right now.
Okay, very quickly, Canadian medicine. I was born in 1960. I'm 53 years old. Healthcare in this country was absolutely phenomenal.
The best in the world.
Absolutely.
Which is racist to point out the statistics, sir. If you criticize Obamacare, you're racist. Please shut up, racist.
Right up until the time I was about 22 years old, and then the first recession in the 80s hit, which we all felt. And then hospital beds started closing, and care got worse and worse and worse. It seemed we had excellent toys, but we had very lackluster physicians. And people kind of became acclimated to that.
That's right. So now it's going to get even worse. And if we don't make Obama dictator, he can't fix the problem he and his masters created. That's the secret. Create the crisis, offer the solution, and then keep suckering people into more and more control. God bless you all. InfoWars.com. The revolution against tyranny is televised and radio.